Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Hello.
Right. Hiya.
All right. Tired, mate. Absolutely
tired.
Knackered.
Why? Yeah.
Well,
not the boys again.
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why then?
2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
My brain woke me up.
Your brain?
Said, hey, Powis, you haven't been creative for a while.
Get up.
Get up and do something.
Make some magic.
So I did. And I got up at 2 o'clock this morning.
You got up before me.
Put Monday Night Raw on Sky Sports.
All right, yeah.
And wrestling.
Any good?
Don't know. I wasn't watching it. I was being creative, mate. Right. It was just a bit of...
Yeah, fair enough. A background noise.
Yeah, background noise, yeah, if right. You like. So, I am mentally drained, and we haven't even started. We're like a minute in, and I'm done.
It's spent. Right, it's a good week. So, we'll see you next week then.
Yep, that's it. Done.
Ah, oh, dear. You'd be so lucky.
That felt good. That
it
felt
did.
Good. That,
yeah.
That theme tune and
absolutely.
Stuff.
I've missed it. I won't lie to you. I have missed it.
It's been so long.
It has.
Like the second week of December, we were sat.
Yeah, just after my birthday.
In the old studios. We've got brand new studios now, brand new equipment, all new and shiny and ting. Yeah.
Really?
Come on. Kayfabe, brother. Kayfabe.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Brand new equipment, brand new studios, a brand new season of episodes of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. So, how are things? 8th of December, I believe, the last one.
My birthday.
Yeah, came out.
We recorded on my birthday, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
That's right.
So, that was, yeah, blimey, that was ages ago.
So
ages
we've
ago.
We've got a lot to catch
that
up
was last
on.
Year.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Christmas was okay.
We'll rattle through it.
Christmas was okay.
Christmas, good. Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yours?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Christmas was Christmas. New Year's?
New Year's was nice. New Year's was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice, okay.
Nice New Year.
New Year's rubbish.
Oh, really? Oh,
not
no.
That good. No.
No? Not a fan.
Then, what else?
Back to work in January. First week back in work.
Back to work, first week. Ooh.
Really?
Never good.
I'll be honest,
yours?
I was expecting it to be... Ooh, but it wasn't. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay, yeah, it was
so
okay.
So you're doing well so far.
I'm not doing bad.
Me.
I'm not doing bad. It did
what
start to go downhill
happened?
From that point onwards. Work,
Valentine's
work.
Day. How was Valentine's Day?
Oh, we fast forwarded that. Valentine's was lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Again, no. Not that good.
No, no.
And what else have we had?
No more birthdays.
We had spring equinox yet. Has
no,
that
that's
come
in a few
around?
Weeks. A couple
right.
of weeks ago. Although technically it's the meteorological
half-term.
Spring.
Half-term. How was half-term,
half-term
for you?
Brilliant, actually.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rubbish for me
yeah,
again. So you can see how...
There's a trend.
It's, yeah, you see how it's been.
There's a trend.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking good, mate. Looking good.
Thank you.
Being still very healthy.
I'm earning money now.
You are earning money, yeah.
Can you smell it?
I can. I can smell it, yeah. It smells yeah. like copper, actually, if I'm being honest.
It's got a little bit more money.
It's a bit of shrapnel laying around all over the place.
Hence, the new tradition of
okay.
drinking the spicy Captain Morgan's.
Oh, little right. Captain Morgan.
Salute
little
the captain.
Salute the captain. Nice.
Oh, that's good.
I can't have any. Driving.
That is
hey,
good.
Kids, don't drink and drive. You might spill it.
So, we worked out from that. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Ish.
And I'm pretty good.
Rob seems tickety-boo.
Yeah.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo. Tickety-boo.
I am indeed. Did you click?
Got that in early. I did.
What was that? Your elbow?
It's my old man bones.
Ah, because to be honest with you, it has been really, really chilly,
yeah.
almost frosty for a good couple of weeks now. We're in March, and that's it. Should be warming up by now. You know, it should be getting warmer, but
it's getting better. Over the weekend, we had some good weather.
We did.
Today, a bit rubbish.
Yeah,
but...
naff.
Apart from that, you know. Anyway, we're not going to sit here
no,
and
let's
chat
not get bogged
about
down,
the weather.
No, no, no let's
right?
not do that, no.
So I think that's fine. We've done the catch-up.
We caught up, yeah, yeah, absolutely fine.
Brilliant.
Good, excellent.
Right, so a brand new season, and we have decided that from now on, we're going to be a little bit more interactive with the people that actually listen to this podcast.
You! Oh, hello.
Hit the mic.
Check the mic. 1, 2. Yeah, you, listening.
So from now on, if you want to get in contact with us, Please do, and we'll get back in contact with you.
Yeah, so we're both logged in on our phones to Twitter and the arse of book.
We're looking for a range of things.
Yep.
One, to tell us how brilliant we are.
Of course, absolutely.
Two, to rate and review.
Rate and review.
Do that on iTunes, because apparently that matters.
Yeah.
And another thing we want from you is suggestions.
For
anything.
Okay, just anything.
Anything you want to suggest to us. Maybe we sing too much.
Maybe you spot a story you think we'll like the look of.
Maybe you've got some kind of game that you would like us to play.
Oh, like that, yes. Very good. We like a game.
So on the Twitter.
Oh, we also specifically like songs.
We do like a song. WCWSWP.
On Facebook as well. We came, we saw, we podcasted.
We're basically everywhere on Google.
You can email us as well, if you're that way inclined.
You can do that if you want.
WCWSWP@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Hey. On it, like a car bonnet.
Please don't say that again.
Okay. On the list of things not to say. On it like a
new season, new list.
Yeah, new list of things. Yeah, well, I've got lots of things.
So if you go to Google, type in WCWSWP, everything Ta-da! To do with this thing,
we are there.
Is on there.
There we
go. We'll remind you about that again later.
Yeah, we will certainly shout it at your face. So what you got planned then? Come on, have you got any thoughts on what we should do this season? Because I'm assuming we're going to ditch the quiz and we're going to, you know.
No, the quiz will remain. And we'll fight on. One thing that we will be getting rid of.
Not me.
I have considered it.
You cheeky.
One thing we will be getting rid of is our game of Hey Buddy.
Hey Campari.
Where's the Italians know it? Hey Campari. All right. So as of next week,
yep.
No Hey Campari. That is
gone.
Gone.
In the bin.
But we do have a brand new game to play next week. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on in the podcast. Write that down.
Okay,
remember. Because we also said, let's be more consistent.
Yeah. Like.
So write that down.
When we say we're going to do stuff.
We'll talk about that
later. Yeah, we'll talk
new
about
game later. New note,
game
new season
later.
Right?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. So before we lay this stupid game to rest...
Can we not do it at least for a special occasion?
No.
No.
Before we lay this game to rest,
boom.
Let's have one more round.
Who's going first?
I don't know. I fail because I can't remember.
Hey, compare, ci vuol suonare, ci si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto. Un friscaletto tippity tippity ta. Ehi compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona un saxofona? E come si suona un saxofona? Tu 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 un saxofona. Un friscaletto tippity tippity ta. Ehi compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona un mandolino? E come si suona un mandolino? Ma pringa pringa mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofono, un friscaletto, tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino? E come si suona un violino? A zinga zinga violino, pringa pringa mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofono. Un friscaletto tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona alla trombetta? Pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zinga violino, pringa pringa mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofono. Un friscaletto tipiti tipiti ta. E compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la ciambona, ma come si suona alla ciambona, a fumma fumma la ciambon, papà papà la ciambetta, singa singa violino, plinga plinga mandolino, tu 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 saxofone, o friscalette, tippiti tippiti da.
I'm gonna miss this.
Ah, oh, stupid game.
Tippity tippity. Tippity tippity ta.
What were we thinking? But oh, while we've been away.
Yeah, I did that. I just remembered while we were singing it. I was about to say.
While we've been away, this song has featured on another podcast.
It did.
Which you can find on iTunes.
Yeah.
And what's that podcast called?
Smegheads.
And it's about Red Dwarf, but it's our mate Jed. He chats about an episode of Red Dwarf per episode,
yep,
right?
Yep, so every episode of the podcast reviews an episode of the show.
Has a young lady with him.
Daniela.
Daniela.
Phillips and, with one L.
So they break down the episode. They also have a bit of a chin wag, like me and you. And you went on that podcast.
I was a special guest.
And they had a game of this.
Yeah, they did. So they like this podcast and the song so much.
Yeah.
And Daniela's Italian, and she was rubbish
she
at it.
She was rubbish. She was
yeah, she was pretty poor. But
and I was going to clip it out to show, but I think maybe just go and find that episode on iTunes
Smegheads.
And have a listen to that podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Next.
Okay.
We're rattling through it,
right,
mate. Power. Salute the captain.
Hang on a
minute.
Salute the captain. Just a little spit. Right. A Campare is dead. Smashing. Okay, right.
Right. It is now time.
Yeah, hang on. What are you doing?
Revving up, mate.
Oh, it's not a 1920s aeroplane.
It's now time for this week's quiz. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. Oh, oh, boom, we couldn't kill the quiz. The quiz
no.
is still here.
I'm very pleased about that.
All right, so we've made a bit of a comeback.
Yep.
Don't call it a comeback, it's a comeback.
What? You've confused me.
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. Salute the captain.
Salute the captain.
So we're back after a little bit of a podcast hiatus.
Ooh, hiatus, good word.
You know, every now and then musicians, they go away and then when they come back, they're bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Perfect example. During our break, Adele, she's back.
Yep.
And she's everywhere.
Oh,
again.
God.
All right, hello. Like, how long has she been off?
About 2.5, 3 years.
5 years, isn't it? Is it like 3 years between albums?
Well, there's 19, 21 and 25. So
25.
Four years.
4 years.
4 years.
All right, so she's back.
Outrageous.
And there's a few other people as well, all right? So this week's theme for the quiz on musical comebacks. So these bands, musicians went away when they came back. Boom.
Bigger than ever.
All right.
All right.
So are you ready for question number one?
Been ready for ages.
Cause I don't want to lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy that sat in my heart is a space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along.
Oh, the flipping heck is that?
Bit rusty. Do you have any idea?
No. I it kind of feels very solo male pop, but who knows? Who knows? No, I haven't got a clue. Not even an inkling.
Have a guess.
Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, because that's a solo male pop artist.
Because I don't want to lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy that sat in my heart is a space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along.
Justin Timberlake, of course.
Yep.
You know, it's about 7-8 years in between his albums, right? His first.
Is it that long?
Well, his second album, first and second album he released, and then there was a massive gap, and then he came back.
Because he's quite big now in movies, isn't he? There's a lot of like voiceover for animated movies and things.
Yeah. So definitely a comeback king. What definitely. Do you say? All right.
So if I'd have just stuck to my inkling of male solo artists, I'd have been all right.
Exactly right. Are you ready for question?
Some things
number
never change,
two.
Do they?
You have never heard about nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. And I ain't even gassing you. You have never heard about nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. When the bass line drops, you know what to do.
I was totally clueless until that last bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last bit gave it away.
No, I should have cut that out.
Yeah, but then I might have got nothing. And that would be an appalling return.
Right.
Appalling comeback. Reg David.
It is. That's strange, isn't it? That's another thing that's happened while we've been off.
I know.
A good thing or bad thing?
Good thing.
Good thing. Good thing. I agree. Yeah, that's two good more thing. Things. Good thing.
You have never heard about nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're going to miss. And I ain't even gassing you. You have never heard about nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're going to miss. When the bass line drops, you know what to do. When the bass line drops, you know what to do. All on your boot, yeah. All over your boot. All on your boot, yeah. All on your boot, yeah. All over your boot. All on your boot, yeah.
A lot of people thought Craig David had died. He hasn't.
No.
He's alive and back.
Turns out he's working in KFC.
All of a sudden, we're back in 2001.
I know.
Everyone is mad about Craig David.
I'm not.
Right. Are we ready for question number three?
Yes.
I want to be rich, and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever. I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes, and fuckloads of diamonds. I heard people die while they are trying to find them.
This is the one I can never remember. I can never remember whether this... Oh, crap. I never remember if it's Kate Nash or Lily Allen.
Ooh.
I know the answer is one of them. I know the answer is one of them.
Of course you do, by my reaction when I went, ooh.
But we've had this in the quiz before as well. That's why it's even more annoying. Kate Nash.
I want to be rich, and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever. I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes, and fuckloads of diamonds. I heard people die while they are trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off, and it will be shameless. Cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun, and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm onto a winner.
Wrong choice, Rob. Lily Allen. After releasing her first album, disappeared for ages as well. Had a baby and stuff.
Can I not get half a point?
No.
Of course.
Right is right, mate. Wrong is wrong. Hey, you were wrong. Wrong.
Taken over by the
fear. So how are we doing so far?
One out of three.
One out of three. Right. Question number four.
Normal services
resumed.
Let's
see if you can redeem yourself. Redeem yourself.
First you wanna go to the left, and you want to turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you up and you're down, and then between. Oh, I really want to know. What do you mean?
So, a song about directions. But who is it?
I never know with you whether you're giving me clues to put me off or not, because they haven't come back.
Directions.
First you want to go to the left, and you want to turn right.
Am I trying to identify the band here that sung that song?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you're trying to put me off now.
Why are you questioning the...
Because you're an evil git, and you will always...
The workings of the quiz. The quiz hasn't changed. Yes, you're trying to get the name of the band.
But why would you
artist.
Give me a clue? You never give me a clue.
Who said it was a clue? I just said directions.
First, you want to go to the left, and you want to turn right.
Well, I'm going to say what's in my head.
All right.
One Direction. Where do I
start? First, you want to go to the left, and you want to turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First, you up, and you're down, and then between. Oh, I really want to know. What do you mean?
Yeah, Bieber.
You're an arsehole.
He went away, he's come back, and lots more people like him this time around. So it's done him the world of good.
Yeah.
Couple of new tunes in the bag and
agreed.
They're all right. And he's all right now. He's kind of...
All right.
And people have Kanye West to focus on. So
Kanye has taken a lot of the attention off of Justin.
So, did I lead down the cheeky wrong
absolute...
path, did I?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Are you ready?
I think that's unfair. Well,
it's not unfair.
At WCWSWP, if you think he's cheating, thank you.
Question number 5.
Just then I realized what a fool I could be. Just cause I look so high I don't have to see me. Finding a paradise wasn't easy, but still, there's a road going down the other side of this hill.
You are such a git. We've had this in the pot. Don't stop it. I know.
Five.
I don't know what it is.
Four.
You can count all you like.
Three. Two. Wrong!
Just then I realized what a fool I could be. Just cause I look so high, I don't have to see me.
Can't see me.
Finding a paradise wasn't easy, but still. There's a road going down the other side of this hill. Where you come here from.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
So the end of the quiz, that was Take That. We all know the story there.
Yeah.
That was... the quiz. This is the end of the quiz. This is the end of the quiz song. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 And that was a quiz for my mate Bob.
Thanks for that. So good return to the quiz. 1 out of 5. Things can only get better, as they said in D-Ream.
At this point, in past podcasts, we would play a bit of music.
We would.
We've been told, don't play music.
not by someone who listens either.
But we like playing music.
We do.
So we've got a workaround, right? You know when you've got that mate who says to you, you know, I play the guitar, and you think, well, you know, I bet they can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something. You don't expect them to be good, right? So I had that conversation with Rob, and today Rob has brought his guitar to the podcast. Play guitar.
play guitar.
See,
okay.
Guitar on the podcast.
Yeah.
And the reason he's brought his guitar is because I want to test him. Because if we're going to do this every week, you
want to check that I can actually play the guitar, don't
you? Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to name some people randomly. Spice Girls, play it.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want, oh yeah. everybody down, zig a zig, ah.
Sound like a constipated Jack Black, but good guitar playing.
Thank you very much.
Good guitar playing. Blackstreet, no diggity, play it!
Oh yeah. I like the way you work it, no diggity. No diggity. About to bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity.
No diggity.
About to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity.
No diggity.
No bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. About to bag it up.
Hey.
All right?
Yeah. This could work, actually.
Yeah?
So, like we said earlier on, if you get on the Twitter... at WCWSWP. If you have a song that you want to test Rob with, then...
this is going to get outrageous.
Send us a tweet.
Go on.
So, Men at Work, Down Under. Play it.
Hang on a second. Shoving in a fried out combi and a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women glow and men plunder. Can you hear that thunder?
You better run,
you better take cover.
Flute. Not just you, he's talented there, mate.
No, it seems you can play the flutolium as well.
Certainly can, and a little bit of synth.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so am I okay to play?
We'll do it.
Shall we do it?
Next week.
Right, what do you want me to play next week then?
I think we should let the listeners decide, as I said, on Twitter.
That's dangerous.
WCWSWP. Make it a popular kind of song that we're going to know, not some obscure shit that we're going to hate.
Something we can turn into a song we can sing.
Also, as we alluded to earlier on in the podcast, next week we're going to start a brand new game. Oh, he's off again. All right, Rob.
We're talking fucking Lee. I had a friend named Spell on me. If me and Lee and KG could be three, flying free tenaciously.
Enough, man. Right. Sorry. You're already hired, mate. I told you. Right.
Right. Good. Thank you.
So we have got a brand new game next week, and we will explain it in more detail next week, but we think you are going to like it.
Hope so.
We already have a title for this new game.
We do.
All right. So we're going to reveal the title this week, and you'll find out what the fuck it's about next week. All right?
Oh, it's going to be good.
So, as you know, every game needs a theme.
Every game.
This ain't so much a theme, more of a stab, but you get the gist.
Bean.
That's right. I don't think you're ready for this jelly bean.
Bean.
We will explain, but brand new game coming
next
up
week.
Next week. It's also a special day today, Rob.
Right.
Because news is filtering through that we have first audio of actual aliens trying to communicate with us. How exciting. How bloody exciting.
Is this from some geeky astronomer in Sheffield?
First ever alien voice recording transmitted to NASA Mars rover. So it's legit, mate. It's official. When NASA say it, they're obviously telling the truth.
Obviously.
Obviously. Right? So, a spaceship entered interstellar space for the first time in 2012. But what you may not know is that the Voyager 1 spacecraft launched in 1977 contained a disc with recordings from our planet as a hello from
Earth. Yeah, I remember
Earth.
Seeing something about
it. They sent it off to the aliens. They recorded message.
I was going to say, they put a recorded delivery on that.
Now, Rob, alien hunters, they're claiming that an alien from outer space has finally sent a response. So he's received this recording.
Yeah.
Listened to it because... And understood it because he obviously understands English, so he knew what it was about.
Yeah.
And he's thought, I've got to send a reply.
Do we know what was on this disc that we sent?
Having a clue.
No, okay.
Having a clue, but it was that good that this alien has had to respond. All right?
Yep.
Now, UFO fanatics working at the Shive project claim that NASA's Curiosity rover was transmitted the message while scurrying around on Mars.
Right, okay.
Of course, not everybody believes this is a real alien, all right?
There's going to be critics.
Question everything, believe nothing. It's one of my morals. But this, it's got to be legit because it comes from NASA and... Everything NASA says is
true.
The honest truth.
Gospel.
Of course it is. Of course, not everyone believes this is a real alien.
No.
With complete bullshit being one of the more polite responses. The message, well, I'm not gonna sit here and describe the message. I've got that audio. Not going to start a story like this.
Is this going to subliminally like plant audio. Messages in our brain? Are we going to start?
Beware. If you've got a nervous disposition, this may freak you out a little bit. All right? I think this is groundbreaking. If you've not heard this yet, the first ever alien transmission to us, the Earthlings. Oh. Tuning up. So, NASA has been contacted for comment as of this moment.
What, did you email them?
No comment. Yeah, I emailed NASA.
Right.
Because I thought, you
did
know...
Did you do it from the right address?
They've given us something and they obviously can't lie because they're NASA, right? So, part of the message, in case you couldn't decipher it and talk alien, he says, hello, I am Shivai. I receive your message. So, he's quite good at English. I come from a world far away from yours.
I thought you were going to say I'm
no
a
shit, alien.
I thought you were going to say
no
I come
shit.
From a land down under.
I come from a world far away from yours. Stating fucking obvious. You are not alone. I am here with you. Nowhere far away. I hope you receive mine. I hope you understand my message. I try to learn your language.
Did they whack this into Google Translate?
Now I am explorer, voyager, creator. Sounds like a pretty cool alien. You are my first contact. I am not your enemy. I come in peace. Convenient.
Yeah.
What we've always been taught.
Yeah, exactly.
Come in peace.
Come in peace.
All right. So, what do you think? Are you team yes or team no? Do you think... This is actual alien.
I can't
you know,
say...
The signal and everything. It sounds legit, mate. I definitely think it's got to be legit.
No.
No?
No.
Not there.
I can't put myself in team yes.
All right. Try and see... Now I've read out the
yeah,
message.
I'll listen,
see
listen
if
it,
you can
yeah.
decipher it more clearly.
Yeah.
This is going to sound stupid, right?
It reminds me of something.
Well, this is what
I can hear something.
This is what I was about to say.
I can hear a few words, but I'll tell you who that alien sounds like.
It's me, your old pal Derek. Oh, I'm in space. Hello, aliens. I try to learn your language. I come from far away. Believe everything NASA tells you. It's certainly true. I come in peace.
So you see what I'm saying, all right?
I was going to say the same thing.
So you bullshit?
Yeah.
Bullshit for Rob. Me, I'm totally down with that. I believe that.
You in it? You in for it? Yeah? Okay. We'll see.
Right. I think that is the end of the first podcast back.
I think so.
A little bit ropey in places.
Just having a look and make sure we've done everything.
You know, we'll polish it up and maybe I won't have double Captain Morgans.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Salute the captain.
Salute the captain.
Right. Now, one final thing that has changed, and this was the epiphany that got me up at 2 o'clock this morning and made me want to create. At the weekend, I sat down and watched a film with the boys. And this film was an old film. Let's have a little quick game. All right.
Okay.
Three guesses. What film do you think I watched?
Old film that you watched with the boys.
Yep.
Some sort of family-friendly movie. 80s? 80s, 90s era?
Yes.
That kind of old?
Yes.
Home Alone? No.
In March?
Well, you can watch it any time of year.
It's a Christmas film.
I don't know. Jurassic Park, too much for them.
No. One more guess.
Toy Story.
No.
You knew I wasn't going to get that, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, yes.
What a film to watch.
Who are you going to call? Oh, I can play this.
This was the... Oh, here we go.
No, I can't. I won't.
Go on, please have a go now. Oh. Now you said it.
No, I don't know how to play it.
Something strange.
Put it on again for me. Let me see if I can pick it up.
I'll work it out for you.
Sorry.
I was watching Ghostbusters
with the boys. Did they enjoy it?
That's the only bit of Ghostbusters they liked was the theme. And I remember being the exact same way as a kid. I grew to love it when I was a little bit older.
Yeah.
But what I did forget is there's a part in the film where they first capture Slimer.
The green one.
And they charge out of the door and they say something. And as soon as they said it, I was like, how have I ever not played what he said on this podcast?
What the hell are you talking about?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass. Which got my little brain ticking. And I'm thinking,
I never noticed that before.
We've always wanted an outro for this show, right?
Yeah, we've always kind of just gone by the intro again, haven't we?
Yeah, we play the intro at the end, right? So I thought, after hearing this,
we came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I am so sure. I can't believe I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
I'm now going to have to go away and watch Ghostbusters just for that moment.
Exactly.
I know I can watch that clip.
Proper charges through the door and says it.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's how we feel at the end of the podcast, which is why I thought I should create something to end the podcast.
And this is what got you up at 2 o'clock this morning.
This is what got me up at 2 o'clock this morning. So fingers crossed you're like this. Again, okay. If you don't, we've got that Twitter platform we've been wanging on about. So here we go. The brand new WC, WS, WP outro.
We came. We saw. We came.
So what are we saying about that?
I am loving this retro beat.
So badly made as well. But forgive me.
I feel like it's come off of the school keyboard that I used to smash.
I was going mad this morning because I had to listen to it over and over again. Picture the scene. So this is how we are going to end the podcast this week. And,
right. And from here it on,
does, it does bring an end to the return episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Please continue to do that. Tell a friend. All the other stuff we told you about earlier on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Googles, on the Gmails as
So if you've stumbled upon this because of Facebook or Twitter, subscribe to it on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. And you'll get it every week, every Wednesday.
Yeah, all right, great. So, you've got anything exciting that you've got to look forward to?
Date night this weekend.
Oh, rubbish. All right.
You?
Nothing. Right, we will see you next week for a brand new episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted. We came, we saw, we came.